A drama is unfolding in Hollywood about something most moviegoers don't bother to sit through, the credits. The Producers Guild of America is launching a campaign to stop what they call the abuse of producers' credits in film and television. The producers say the proliferation of credits has rendered the title meaningless and needs to be reined in, and they're threatening the movie studios with litigation. NPR's Kim Masters covers Hollywood and joins us. And Kim, they're talking about a truth in credits campaign, calling these credits counterfeit currency. What's going on?
Well, the producers actually do have a legitimate grievance, which is that over the years, the studios have started to give out producers' credits kind of like party favors. And if you have even the most tenuous claim or no claim to being the producer of a movie, you nonetheless get your name on there. And it leads to lists that are, in the case of some movies, you know, 16 people long who are supposedly the producers of the film.
And the point from the Producers Guild is, let's keep this to people who are actually doing producers' work, which is what exactly?
Well, and that's part of the problem. I mean, there are different producer titles, executive producer, produced by. They're starting out targeting produced by. And the idea is that you're supposed to have, you know, the majority of something to do with the development of the film, the preparation for going into production, casting and making decisions about who will direct the film, actually what goes on while the film is being shot, and even to the marketing of the film. You're supposed to at least have a really palpable role in a majority of those functions.
Apart from, say, the vanity of people who would want that credit for themselves, why would the studios want to do this? Why might they want more producer credits on their film?
There are various reasons. I mean, maybe that the star wants their manager or friend or the member of their entourage. In the case of The Matrix, they had to have an Australian producer to get an Australian tax break. So they put a guy on there so that they could get the break. It could be that somebody bigfoots his way, as certainly producers who are well-known like Steven Spielberg have been known to do. He became a producer on Men in Black very late in the process and collected over $100 million for being the producer for a film that was already set up, already written, already partially cast. Nice work if you can get it.
What is it that the Producers Guild wants the studios to do about this?
Well, they want the studios to agree that in their producers' contracts, they will agree that the Guild will arbitrate who is entitled to get this credit. And the Guild will then hire judges, because they don't want to be accused of cronyism. They were going to hire retired judges from federal and state court to look at what these guys did and decide whether or not they deserve to get their name as produced by, which, by the way, are the people who get to jump up on the stage if the film happens to win an award.
And talk for way too long.
Yes, exactly. Thanking all the other supposed people who worked on the film.
NPR's Kim Masters in Los Angeles. Kim, thanks a lot.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.